That's Tylan on the Saturday Cafe with Amy Ray doing background vocals from her new CD, One True Thing, Already Fine. And joining me in the Saturday Cafe studios today are Tylan and on bass, Ingrid Elizabeth from Coyote Grace. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I am just extremely excited to have you here because I love the new CD.
Thank you.
I guess I have to start with the elephant in the room. So talk about it, get it out of the way. Girly Man is on hiatus.
True.
Do we know kind of what that means?
We actually don't really know what that means yet. We're sort of just taking it one step at a time.
In the meantime, though, a step that you're taking is this new solo CD. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you've been thinking about for a while and now you had time to do it? Or was this sort of way of dealing with the hiatus? And
I had been thinking about it for a very long time, and I write a lot of songs, and since there's three songwriters in Girly Man, mm-hmm. you do the math, you know? It's like I only get a few of my songs on each album, and just over the years, I've sort of accumulated some songs that I've really wanted to do, but they haven't been quite right for Girly Man, and you know, and then this hiatus was coming up, and it was sort of like a really good time to just focus on this and just do it, and it's just been such a great experience.
Is there a difference writing songs for the trio as opposed to writing songs for you? Are there songs that you think that you wrote specifically just to be alone on?
You know, I just write the songs. They kind of tell me where they're supposed to go. You know, we'll run through things sometimes in Girly Man and it just works. The harmonies pop up, whatever. And then there's other songs. It's a good song, but it just doesn't lend itself to that particular sound. So mm-hmm. a bunch of those ended up on this album.
Well, I'm glad that they are seeing the light of day.
Thanks. Me too.
I'm always curious about the writing process. You know, do words come first? Does music come first? How much do you just, you know, get things out of your head, and how much do you edit as you go, or do you, I mean, tell me about Tylan the writer.
For me, first of all, it's different every time, of course, so there's no formula, so I feel like I'm starting all over every single time. Usually there's some kind of musical idea that lends itself to certain lyrics, but I can't really start off thinking I'm writing about something, because if I do, I'll end up writing about something else. And so that's just how I write. And it's, occasionally lyrics will just come to me on their own and I'll have to find music for them. But yeah, it's a mysterious process for sure.
Well, I love that there are little quotable bits in so many of your songs. The one we just heard where it said, "Here's a love song I wrote by mistake." It's just,
yeah.
Oh my.
Oops. Didn't mean to do that.
I hadn't actually intended to fall in love with you,
yeah.
But by golly, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Happens.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, you have a guitar. Ingrid has a bass. I think it's time for a live song. What would you like to play for us?
Yeah, well, we were thinking we'd play a song called Fool Me Again, which is actually one of the songs that really made me want to make a solo album, because I was like, I really like this song. This is not a Girly Man song. So this was one of the first ones that came up. And yeah, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I know that there is nothing you can say, and you're never gonna go out of your way. I could hold my breath and slowly count to 10 while you choose your words with paper and a pen. And no one will ever call you on the parts you can't defend, but you won't ever fool me again. 'Cause I know the way of accidental fire. You can build a blazing mountain of desire. That in a while there's just no impetus to tend. And while you soften me with eyes of good intent, you can say that in the moment what you said was what you meant, but you won't ever fool me again. Hey, hey. I think that deep inside you is the sun, and I know that I am not the only one. From the tiny rays you let escape your mouth, lighting up the painted walls inside your house, and far across the sorry landscapes and the fences you won't mend, you won't ever fool me again. Now the traffic washes over Frisco Bay, and the fog, it rises up like hands to pray. And you shift from first to second and back down, as the cars all seem to swell and circle round. You say no one has to lose for you to win. Like a tonic, I guess that goes easy with your chin. And though you rise like majesty above the fruited plain, you won't ever fool me again. I, majesty above the fruited plain, you won't ever fool me again. No, you won't ever fool me again.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe is Tylan Greenstein, with Ingrid Elizabeth on the ably assisting on the bass. Tylan has a new solo CD called One True Thing. She's performing tonight at Cosmic Pizza. I was listening, as I said before we went on mic, to the whole CD kind of back to back last night for last minute impressions. And the thing that I realized in listening to everything at once instead of picking tracks was that the sequencing seems to tell a story. It starts out kind of very lush and safe and comfortable, and somewhere in the middle things get broken. Fool Me Again and Bitter Glass, and it's like the story of somebody's life that's going through tough times. And then towards the end there are a couple of really big anthemic songs, and then the last song is a quiet little I'm getting better postscript. Am I imagining this? Is this something you put into it, or just something I took out?
I'm actually incredibly relieved that you noticed that, because otherwise I'm just completely OCD and I spent way too much time thinking about that. But yes, there is definitely a story, and I'm definitely an album person. You know, in this age of Pandora and Spotify, when you kind of hear a song there and a song there, I really love an album that has a shape and an arc.
I really appreciate them too. I have not really joined the buy a track at a time and create my own. Of course, I do it on the radio every week, so I like having the opportunity to hear other people's stories. Is this kind of the story of your recent life, or is it just a story that you fit the songs into?
I would say both. I think it's, you know, it's definitely not only my story, but I'm for sure in there. There's a feeling of, you know, I think the album starts out very hopefully, and there's an optimism about it, and then it's kind of like, oh, oh, ouch. Right, that happened. And sort of some reeling from that, some bitterness. And I think where I end up at the end of the album is kind of where I'm hoping that my life is taking me now, just to this. And I think it is, and I've gotten a lot of signs that it is, which is this feeling of, yes, stuff happens and your heart is broken, and there's always this core of meaning that just, it's constant, you know, and you can count on it. It's hard to believe that you can count on anything these days, but I actually do think that's true.
Well, you're on a solo tour with this album, and there are a lot of fans from the Girly Man days. Can you count on them? How are you being received as a soloist?
So far, so good. I mean, I just feel like Girly Man fans are some of the most supportive fans out there. It's really amazing. I started this Kickstarter campaign for my CD, and it was just unbelievably successful. I mean, it just blew my mind how I reached my goal in a day and a half, and then blew way past it. And, you know, and it was a scary moment for me because I didn't know if it was going to work out and if I was going to really be able to make this album. And the message that I got overwhelmingly was, yes, please make this album.
So, and you never want to actually go out there with your hand out before you've actually got something. I mean, I would not want to ask for the money with a promise of an album later. It's a hard thing.
Yeah, well, at the time that I asked, I had already started recording the album.
Okay.
So I had a lot of faith that it was going to work out one way or another. It was just like, will I do this year or will I shelve it? And, you know, so I was able to do it.
What's it like being a soloist after being in a band for so long?
It's kind of like starting all over again in a way. I mean, I've learned a lot from being on the road with Girly Man all these years, and being part of an ensemble is, you know, a very particular thing. But your role in an ensemble is really to blend. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've learned how to do. And as a solo artist, my role is to really stick out.
Yeah. You're the front person.
Yeah. So it's very different, and I'm enjoying it. It's challenging and it's interesting, and I'm really lucky to have people like Ingrid on the road with me that make me not quite so solo.
Well, she was on the album on one of the tracks too, Coyote Grace.
Yeah, a few of the tracks actually she's on. Yeah, so that was really great to get those harmonies in there, and I got the other members of Coyote Grace on some of the other tracks. They're great friends of mine, if you haven't noticed.
Well, I would love to have them in the studio someday. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
I think I know some people.
Oh, good. Let's see if we can set that up. In the meantime, Tylan is performing tonight at Cosmic Pizza. Her new CD is One True Thing. And we're going to close with the title track.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. There's, I promise there's more upbeat songs on the album as well, but this is, I think this kind of speaks a lot about what the album is about. So we thought we'd do it. It's called One True Thing.
I got one true thing. Mother told me to reach out my hand, and that thing would land, and then it would sing. In the morning it circles my head, and I lay in bed, no words can be said. I've got one true thing. It's not the thing that they taught us in school. It's not really a role, a god or a king. It's something that goes in the ground. It's perfectly round. It don't make a sound. It's high. It's kind of like a wire. You walk until you fly, or you die trying me. I wanted to believe in something I can't see, but it's always hiding from me. I got one true thing. I tell you sometimes when I drink, I forget to think, and then it's right there. If I try to look close, then it's gone. So I don't look long. Sometimes I don't care. It's loud, it's kind of like a cloud, a shadow on the ground, like something moving in. I don't know what it is, I don't know where it's been, but it knows just where I'm bound. I got one true thing, not the feeling I had when we'd kiss, or when we would dance, or when we'd agree. It's more like a shot in the dark, making its mark, no matter who sees. It's tough, it's never quite enough, but sometimes it's too much, and I push it far away. I wish that it would come, I wish that it would stay, but it's always moving. I got one true thing. I don't know what you see when you die, but I see the sky and I hear it ring. It sings like the world is on fire, higher and higher, just like a choir.